We're in Mark chapter 4, reading there, Mark 4, verses 26 through 41. It's the end of the chapter, Mark 4, 26 through 41. And we are going to be reading God's Word and then hearing it expounded in a short exposition. But these are the words of God, so give your attention to them. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he was saying, "The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How, he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." And he said, "How shall we picture the kingdom of God, or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches, so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade." With many such parables, he was speaking the word to them, so far as they were able to hear it, and he did not speak to them without a parable, but he was explaining everything privately to his own disciples. On that day, when evening came, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep in the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? How is it that you have no faith?" They became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" And thus far in God's Word, Jesus is a great Savior and a great God. He gives us these parables showing His authority over His creation, but also over, in particular, us, His people. And what is His kingdom like? That's the question that the parables answer for us. His kingdom is like the parable of the seed in verses 26 and following, where the Word of God goes out and represented by the seed. And when the seed goes out into the ground, the Word of God is preached, the soil, God's people who receive the Word, they grow. But we do not know how, or when the Spirit changes the heart in the use of the seed, that is the Word, in the heart of the person who would believe. We never know until they do believe and they see it. Here the sower sees it and it's growing, and the kingdom of God is about the growth of God's people. And so first here is, there's the blade that comes up out of the soil, and then the head, and then it produces grain, and then of course the harvest comes. The kingdom of God concerns the growth of God's people. In the second parable, it's also like a mustard seed, one of the smallest seeds there are, and yet in God's kingdom it is as the smallest seed. It grows up and becomes larger than the rest and provides for the rest and cares for the rest. The kingdom of God starting out very small, like in the early church, and it spreads and it will spread to even the remotest parts of the earth, so that all nations and all tribes and all peoples will hear the gospel, and they will Many from them will believe. And then we see Jesus crossing the sea with his disciples in the boats, and Jesus was sleeping. He was not concerned about the winds and the storm, for he was trusting in his Father, of course, who is in control of all things. And he's sleeping, he's in control, and yet the disciples there are worrying. They're scared of the storm because they see that the boat, as we all would, we see the boat filling with water. which means that we're going to sink. And the disciples, disciples were scared of that boat sinking. And Jesus is at peace. And then Jesus is awakened by the disciples. He rebuked the wind and he said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the winds died down. The sea went back to a perfect calm. Jesus, through his miracle, showing their lack of faith, faith that we need, knowing that Jesus can calm the storms with a word. Why? Because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. That's what he's showing himself to be here. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth, who by his word said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And yet the disciples feared Jesus. They were very much afraid, it says, even after he rebuked them. They were afraid of him. Not of the storm anymore, the possibility of storms, but of him because of his power and his divine characteristics and his authority. And they said, "Who then is this? That even the wind and the seas obey him." Of course, he is God. He is the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and blessed be his name. And so the question then, if he is the God of almighty power, and the disciples were fearing him, is he for you or against you? The question is, do you believe the gospel unto salvation or not? If you don't believe the gospel, he is against you. And that is a very fearful thing. But if he's for you, it's a very comforting thing. Because he is your God, the God of almighty power. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the almighty power of Jesus Christ, who is our Creator, the one who spoke the words in creation on Genesis 1, on the first, and through the 6 days of creation, and who rested from his work on the seventh day. As today we rest in remembrance, according to the fourth commandment, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because he rested on the seventh day. And so we rest in him. From our earthly things, we pray that we would grow in our putting off the earthly things on this day, that we would focus upon you, the Lord God, on this holy day that you have set apart as special. That your word would go forth and that we would see your power more and more, especially as we continue in our worship. And we see, as we hear again from the fifth commandment and the civil magistrate, as we consider that and our submission that we need unto them. And Father, we need to see that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. And you are sovereignly working over all and in all, even over our civil government. And Father, it is very difficult for us to see that, and yet we pray, as we will again pray for our civil authorities, that you would save them, that you would turn their hearts unto you, and that we would be examples and shining lights in this world, not only to them, but to all who we come in contact with, that the kingdom of God, as we heard in the parables, would grow, that you would send your Spirit, and you would change hearts, and you would, as the word goes forth, put it in the ears of many, and they would hear, and they would believe on the salvation. Lord, we praise you for the many here who have believed, and of which the angels, many of them, rejoice. So all of them rejoice because of that great work of yours. And yet, Father, we pray for those even in our congregation this morning, whether our children, or those who are older, who are still amongst us today, that you would save their hearts. They have heard the word before for many years, and yet they have continually turned from you and have not loved you as you deserve. We pray that you would change their hearts, change their desires and their affections and their wills, and you would bring them unto yourself. Only you can do it. And we do not know how, just like the seed when it pops up out of the ground, we don't know how it happens. And yet it does, even without sunlight. It comes and pops up out of the ground. Father, we ask that the sun would shine upon them and they would believe unto salvation. Father, again we pray that as we continue in our worship now, as we pray also not only for our souls but for our bodies, that you would strengthen us to worship you. We pray especially for those who are struggling in their bodies with great weaknesses or illnesses or bodily plagues that have haunted them for many years. Lord, strengthen your people to worship you in spirit and in truth. For you desire such worshipers. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.